There's always the guy. How many times have you used that expression? You'll know this guy when you hear him because you've met him before. But first, a word from the American Vitamin Company. You know, friends, if you give all your to the war effort by sincerely turning in the best day's work that you know how, certainly fatigue should not be your reward at the end of the day. However, many men and women are finding at the end of the workday a tiresome nightmare. To feel as you really should in your hours of leisure, we suggest American Vitamins. American Vitamins for the American family. Now, there's always the guy. This guy we speak of is a very familiar figure. You've seen him before on several occasions, and you'll recognize him again in just a moment. To be everywhere at the same time is quite a difficult task, more than can be asked of any of us. We don't have the man who's been everywhere, but we do have the man who just happened to be there when it happened. One who just can't figure it all out. Our bewildered man about town, Spencer.
Thank you, Bill, and good evening, everybody. You know, if you get out of bed on the right side, that day may still be a nightmare before the sunset. If you're a young boy, one of the kids down the block may punch you in the nose because your father likes Dewey. Or maybe you'll have to stay home and help Mom with the housework. That's not so bad. You might even have to go out with Uncle Dan on your father's side. Uncle Dan is one of those guys who really knows his way around. Yes, sir. There's always the guy who really knows his way around. Yes, good old Uncle Dan. And it so happens that Dan is in town on your birthday. This is your 12th birthday, and you just know that you're going to get some dandy presents. The bike you saw in the hardware store window. The bat and ball just like Buttsy Smith's. And, of course, those ties from those ants who always insist on kissing you every time you meet them. Those dear, dear ants on your mother's side. Now, all these things are just fine. But Dad has a special surprise for you. He's arranged for you to go to the ball game with good old Uncle Dan.
Uncle Dan?
And there he is, with a gift under his arm, Uncle Dan, on your father's side. And just as sure as I'm sitting here, you know he's going to say...
Well, 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 little Harold.
See what I mean? Didn't you just know that he'd say that? No, Harold isn't such a bad name. You don't mind it. But it's just the way that Uncle Dan says it.
Well, 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 little Harold.
You haven't seen Uncle Dan for 2 years. And there he stands with his horseshoe diamond stick pin and yellow Panama and shoes to match. From here on in, it's just you and Uncle Dan. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, my boy, your birthday, eh?
Yes, I guess so.
How old are you, Harold?
12.
And don't think your Uncle Dan didn't know. Guess what I brought you.
Gosh, I don't know. What is it?
Well, let's try a guess or two.
All right, Dan, ruin the kid's birthday. Make him guess. Whatever it is. Whatever it is, Dan, I'm sure it's a Lollapalooza.
He's a Lollapalooza, Harold. Now, one more guess.
Skates?
No, sir, I'm afraid not, my boy. Better look for yourself. Well?
Golly, Uncle Dan.
Yes, my boy, a picture of me. Well, I guess your Uncle Dan knows what little boys like. Come on, Harold, let's go out to the ball game.
I'm sure old Uncle Dan won't leave while I stress a point concerning you, your work, and American Vitamins. It's true these days that more people are doing more strenuous work than ever before. People are leading abnormal lives, abnormal social lives, and abnormal work lives. We work harder and play harder these war days than we did before. If that be the case, and certainly it is, the intelligent thing to do is to take something to fortify this depleted energy and vigor of former days. The wise and sensible individual is turning to vitamins, American Vitamins. This reliable American business firm has been manufacturing vitamin capsules for over 7 years. And for over 7 years, the sensible user of vitamins has recognized American vitamins for the American family. And now back to Spencer and Uncle Dan, the guy who really knows his way around.
Well, after you get your present put away, with Uncle Dan seeing to it that it gets the center spot on the mantle, he takes you on a tour of your hometown and tells you about the time he used to warm up the old pitcher arm for the Eagles Lodge, number 147, at the old picnic grounds. And after you tell him a few times how great he must have been, you and Uncle Dan arrive at the transfer point.
Yes, sir, Harold, the old town has certainly changed. Why, I'd never recognize this old corner. Say, tell me, son, how long has it been since I've seen it?
Don't you remember Uncle Dan?
Why, of course your Uncle Dan remembers. Just wanted to see if you remembered.
Well, I guess it's been about 2 years.
Well, doggone your little hide.
Oh, don't miss my hair, Uncle Dan.
Yes, sir, you're just like an elephant, son. Never forget. And smart as a whip besides. Just like your old Uncle Dan. Well, here comes the car we transfer to, Harold. You got the transfers, boy?
Oh, yes, Uncle Dan. Are you sure this is the car we take to the ballpark?
Oh, just leave it to your old Uncle Dan. Just like an elephant, you know. Never forget.
Well, you and the elephant climb aboard. Uncle Dan asks you for the transfers, so you get them out of your pocket and you start to hand them to the conductor. But no. No, Dan has a different jovial thought.
Here, let me have those, Harold. This is my treat. Here you are, conductor. Come on, son. Let's get inside and get a few seats.
Hey, mister.
Uncle Dan, the conductor wants you.
Well, now, let's see. What's the trouble? What's the matter, young man? Did I give you too many transfers?
Oh, sir, not too many. Just the right amount. But they ain't any good on this line.
Not good? What do you mean?
I just mean they ain't any good, that's all.
Now, this is the point where you wish you were dead. Old Uncle Dan isn't smiling anymore, and you kind of look around to see if anybody is looking. And it just so happens that everybody in the car is staring at your Uncle Dan. And what's worse, you're related to him and they know it. But Dan is a man who really knows his way around. And so does the conductor. As a matter of fact, he must know Uncle Dan from some other place because he keeps calling him Mac.
Now listen, Mac. I told you these transfers ain't any good. You gotta pay another fare.
Now, you listen to me. I explained we got these transfers on another line, and I know they're good.
Now, wait a minute, Mac. If there's one thing I know, it's transfers I know. And you're gonna pay another fare or get off at the next stop.
Yeah, we'll see about that, too, because I'm not paying another fare.
Oh, here, Uncle Dan. Here's a dime.
Oh, you put that back in your pocket. And stay out of this.
Now, listen, Mac.
And don't call me Mac.
All right, cheapskate. I can't wait all day, so I'll put in the dime myself.
Well, that's all right, too. Well, come, Harold. Let's get our seats.
And listen, Mac. I want you to sign a voucher so I can get my dime back when I get to the barn.
All set for a nice hot dog when we get to the ballpark, Harold?
Why didn't you give him the dime, Uncle Dan?
Never mind. And just make your mind up to have a good time and forget all about it.
Just make your mind up to have a good time and forget all about it. Isn't that just like him? And he's the guy who can do it, too. Well, now, all of a sudden, you don't feel like talking to your Uncle Dan. You just want to slide down in your seat because you're tired. What with the presents and the picture and everything.
Aye, what's the matter, boy? Birthday a little too much for you, huh?
No, Uncle Dan. Everything's swell, I guess.
Oh, don't guess, my boy. Never guess. Always be certain. Yes, sir, be certain. They'd wash these windows once in a while, or old Uncle Dan could see how much the old town has changed. This must be a new way to the ballpark. It never used to come this way when I was a boy.
Uh-huh. Here it comes, Harold.
Shall I ask the conductor how soon to the ballpark, Uncle Dan?
Oh, no, my boy. As a matter of fact, I'll ask the public servant myself. Pardon me, young fellow.
Listen, Mac, if it's one thing I know, it's transfers I know. Besides that, I want my dime.
Now, we've discussed that before. Now, tell me, how long will it be before we get to the ballpark?
The where?
The ballpark.
The ballpark.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing, Mac. Nothing. Just that the ballpark is 6 miles back. Want a transfer, cheapskate?
So you see what I mean? There's always the guy who really knows his way around. You're a nice little boy, 12 years old, you had a swell birthday, got some fine presents, a nice picture, and then you met your Uncle Dan on your father's side. Uncle Dan's all right, but you think maybe it might have been a better idea if Pop didn't have any brothers.
Yes, sir, there's always the guy who really knows his way around. You recognized him, didn't you? And now, before Spencer returns, I'd like just a moment with you. A moment to remind you to look for and demand the best when purchasing vitamin capsules for your family. When we employ the term family, it is meant to include the children as well. This is a fact that the American Vitamin Company has been dealing with for the past 7 years. And because American vitamins have met the test every time, they have become a byword in the American home. For reliability, remember that American vitamins are handy in capsule form, easy to take, and reasonable in cost. American vitamins for the American family. Now the Wednesday vignette. The man Spencer just happened to meet.
You know, with rationing and everything, people have been doing some mighty queer things. If they can't get it, they want it. For example, there's always the guy who walks with his wife and minds his own business. He's a nice fella, makes a few bucks, they have a little apartment, and she thinks maybe she might be able to get a new outfit at Easter time. So they're taking a little walk after dinner. They round the corner, and all of a sudden he hears...
Did you hear something?
Well, yes, it sounded like...
Just a minute, dear. Did you want me?
Yeah. You and the missus like a good show?
Why, sure, if it's good.
Well, it just so happens, chum, I got the finest pair of little seats for Oklahoma you ever seen.
Yeah, but you see...
Now, you look like a man who knows a buyer when he sees it. How about it?
Oklahoma.
That's right, and you know as well as I do that you can't get a ticket in town.
Well, how much?
Is that your wife?
Sure.
Well, then, to you, they're only $14 apiece, and I'll stand the tax.
$14? Well, that's a lot of money.
Okay, you had your chance. You can't get these, you know.
Wait a minute.
Well?
Oklahoma, huh?
That's right.
$14?
That's right. You can't get these, you know.
Where are they?
Down front, right in the orchestra.
I'll take them.
It's very easy to see you're a shrewd man.
Gee, thanks a million.
Nothing at all. Pleasure to do business with you.
What's it, dear?
Boy, did I get a buy.
Well, what do you mean?
You see that fella?
Yeah.
I just took a pair of tickets away from him for $28.
$28?
Mm-hmm.
Tickets for what?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
But we saw that.
I know, but you can't get these.
You know what I mean? Good night.
There's Always the Guy is heard Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings, presented by the American Vitamin Company, makers of American vitamins for the American family. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.